Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I hope that everyone is doing well on today. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you. I just thank you. I am grateful on today. I just thank you for your grace and your mercy that you continue to carry us through, Lord. And we're relying on you to continue to do just that. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the power of your word, the wisdom of your word, the life-saving and changing power and authority of your word. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let's go back over. We were in Matthew chapter 10 yesterday. Matthew chapter 10 and beginning at verse 27. I'm going to reread that. And this is Jesus talking to the disciples. In Matthew chapter 10, he was talking to the disciples. He chose the 12 disciples, and it mentions them in Matthew chapter 10 at the very beginning of the chapter. Then he begins to give the mission to the 12. He starts warning of persecution, and now he's giving some instruction. And I just wanted to talk about Matthew chapter 12 before we go back to the book of John, mainly because of what just happened to me in my life. And that to put things in the proper perspective, this is a faith walk. This is a faith walk. We walk by faith. That's what we do. You know, a lot of people that don't believe, they're like, faith what? You know, faith, I can't believe anything I can't see. Well, you know what? The things that are invisible are more real than the things that we actually see. God created everything by the power of his word. That is invisible, and the invisible became visible. And Jesus, the invisible God, was manifested in the flesh by the power of the word. And faith is, in Hebrews 11 and 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is something that you can't see with your natural eye, but you believe it, and therefore it is real. Now, I know that some people are like, oh, no, that's a bunch of hogwash. No, it's not a bunch of hogwash, because we have no control over anything. And we constantly see that, you know, time and time, whether it's in the news or other people's lives. But I'm going to tell you, when it hits you at your front door and you realize, I don't have any control over anything. I can't do anything without the Lord. That's what God even says. He says it in his word. Without me, you can do nothing. And so we have no control over what's going to happen 5 minutes from now. We know what happened in our past. We know this very moment, but we do not know the future. And that's where faith comes in. So let's read it. It's Matthew chapter 10, verse 27. Jesus is speaking. He says, "What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops." We talked about that yesterday, that when we receive revelation knowledge, and Jesus was training and instructing his disciples all throughout his ministry. Why? To carry on the gospel. And that's what the Bible is for. It is for us to carry on the gospel. We are to live it and then deliver it to other people that don't know about God and that have questions about God and that want to know about this walk we have with Christ. They are searching. Many people are searching. They don't know exactly what they're searching for, but they're searching for meaning of this life, because just the average day-to-day going to work, coming home, family and friends, and all of that is great within itself, within the context, but you still come up like empty. There's still some hole without God. And it was placed there when we came into this life that it was automatically there. It's a relationship that we are craving with our Heavenly Father. And that's there. And until we tap into that and really have a daily faith walk with God, trusting and believing in him, we continue to search. But we don't have to search. We don't have to search. Jesus is his name, and that's exactly who you have been looking for all of your life and all of my life. So it says, if you hear something in the ear, whatever God has told you, Preach it from the housetops. Preach it from the rooftop. Don't be ashamed of the Lord. Amen. Let's go to verse 28. It says, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." So it's basically saying, fear no man. Man is able to take life, but they are not able to take soul. But fear or reverence him, reverence God that is able to kill body and cast soul into hell. Why? Because of unbelief. Because of unbelief and disobedience to the will of God. And God's will, you know, it says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. God is not asking for anything but things that would save you, things that would help you, that do not bring any harm. This world asks for something different. It seeks to destroy and steal and kill, which is the enemy's plan. But God has come that we might have life and might have life more abundantly. And so we are to reverence God and fear God. Fear no man. Fear no man. Amen. Verse 29, and it says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a fartling? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father, but the very hairs on your head are all numbered." I love that. It shows that we serve an intimate God. He is not looking at us from some sort of peripheral overview. He knows who we are. And he knows how many hairs are on our head by number. And he says that not one sparrow falls to the ground without the Father knowing. He knows all things. We are in good hands. I know about that Allstate commercial about you're in good hands with Allstate. No, you're in good hands with God. You're in good hands with Jesus Christ. We are in good hands. And it says in the word that no one is able to pluck us out of his hands. We are in good hands with him. And he knows the very number of hairs on our head. We don't even know that. He knows that, which means he's intimately interested in us. In a very detailed aspect. It's not just, I know, you know, Sylvia by name, or I know Mary by name, or I know Vanessa by name, but I know everything about that person because he cares that much to be that interested, and he has laid down his life for us. And so it is his good pleasure. It is his good pleasure. So let's go on reading. It says, "Fear ye not, therefore, ye are more value than many sparrows." We have more value than birds. And if birds, if any one fall to the ground, God is aware of it. How much more are we more valuable than that? And it says, "Whatsoever therefore shall confess me," or excuse me, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." This is a love relationship. It is a commitment. It is nothing to be ashamed of. And so we say to the Lord, we love you, and we shout it from the housetops because we love Jesus. I'm going to stop right there. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me as we continue in the Word of God. God bless you. Believe the Lord and have a wonderful, awesome, productive, prosperous, peaceful day. In Jesus' name, amen.